As it is time for the weather, let's say good morning to Pat. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning. You notice it's not as cold this morning.
5 degrees warmer. But yep. You know what? I just said it on the air. 5 degrees doesn't sound like a lot, but you know what? It felt like a lot this morning.
Yeah, and it'll be warmer today. Mid-70s with sun and some clouds. Partly cloudy tonight, mid-50s. Partly sunny, mid-70s again Thursday. Friday, partly cloudy. There may be a scattered shower as a front goes by. Don't blink your eyes, you'll miss it. Low 70s. Saturday, some sun, again a scattered shower. Singular tense, not plural. Mid-50s. Sunday, kind of fall-like. Quite a bit of cloud cover, brisk, and some very light showers or sprinkles passing by in the afternoon. If this were a few weeks later, wouldn't doubt if there would be snow flurries on Sunday afternoon, but that will not be the case this time.
What's the long-range look at Halloween look like?
It right now it looks on the cool side, but the models have been going back and forth. Originally, the models were forecasting some wet weather for Halloween. I'm taking a look right now. I know the new model has come in, which I have not had a chance to look at. So let's see, the 27th. They have a coastal low, that is next Tuesday. They have a coastal low off of Long Island, and I see some snow in New Hampshire. How about that? Let's see if that comes to pass. Then we go over to Friday. That's 2:10 because everything's in the hours here. 00 Saturday the 30th. So they're saying the weekend of Halloween. On Saturday, there's going to be a pretty big storm in Ohio with wind and rain here. And that moves out. And for Halloween, and again, folks, if you want to trust this, be my guest. I would call for variable clouds, wind. There could be a sprinkle or two. And I would say temperatures are going to be moderate. I would say temperatures are probably going to be somewhere between 60 and 65, which is not bad.
Well, that's a long way out, but at least it's a benchmark that we can now put a benchmark in and follow it and see what happens.
Guarantee you'll change at least 10 times.
I think between now and then. You're right. I think you're right. I don't think there's any doubt about it at all.
Yeah. So other than that, very quiet weather, as you could see, nice and quiet. Yesterday afternoon, I took advantage of, I don't know if I could say the word advantage, but I took some time to paint the crown molding in my kitchen. I have white cabinets. So I said, I'm going to paint them all. First, I sort of degreased them because, especially over the stove, they get greasy.
Yeah.
I did all of that. And then I started painting. I took the can, by the way, that's a gloss. And painted it. And when it was all done, I looked at it, and I said, you blew it. I should have never used gloss. I should have used semi-gloss.
Yeah.
It's much too shiny. So
now you're going to have to sand it a little.
Well, I've had a couple of suggestions. One person told me, sand it lightly, and then go over it with semi-gloss. Another person told me, go to my home store and get deglosser. They said, it's liquid. Just wipe it on and do that. And another one said, just cover it with a primer and then go over it. So I don't know what to do. To me, even though sanding may be a little messy, sounds to me like it would be less work than priming the molding and then painting it. Or deglossing it, with a rag and going over it and then painting it. So maybe I'm better off. Well, even if I sand it, Marshall, I'm going to have to, go over it with a cloth to make sure that it's all the sand is off.
Yeah, but the great thing about sanding it is you don't have to sand it so hard. You just got to get a little
get
rough.
Get the shine off. Yeah,
just get a little. I think putting primer on it and stuff, you're going to have to put a couple of coats of primer and a couple of coats of paint. I think that's far too much work. And why do you want to bring chemicals into your house, especially in the kitchen, with a deglosser? So I would take the time and
Sand it lightly.
Sand it lightly, and then you paint it once, and if it needs another coat, then you another day you paint it a second time.
Yeah, good idea.
Because I've been through that whole painting over gloss.
Yeah.
It just never works. It just never works.
No, so that's where you have to sand it, right?
Yeah, it just never works. And it's not like you have to sand it with a belt sander or anything like that.
No, you just take a sandpaper and go over it lightly.
Yeah, so. Well, I'm sorry that happened. Yeah. But the high gloss it really is glossy.
Yeah, it really is. It's just too much. And when you compare it to the cabinets that are underneath it,
it
makes the cabinets underneath it look very dull.
That's exactly right. They lose they lose their impact.
Right. So I got to do that. I'll see. You know, we have another nice day today. Quiet weather. So I should have the chance at least to sand it down. Then if I don't have a time to paint it, I'll do it tomorrow.
Take some time off and do it tomorrow and watch a movie today.
Yeah, I still have your list of movies here that I have to watch.
Yeah, but just take your, you know, if you get right back at it today, I guess it's, I just can't do that. When I do something like that in the house and it fails,
yeah,
I wait a couple of days.
Also, I'm not sure that it's, it may still be tacky.
Yeah.
And you can't sand when it's tacky, you know. It's got to be very dry. So, you may be right. I may just take a little break. And worry about it either late this week or worry about it over the weekend.
All right. So I liked Venom so much.
Right, that's on my list.
That I once again I watched it again yesterday afternoon.
Really? Huh?
Yeah, but because I got it in ultra high D, high definition, and. Right. Yeah, I watched the whole thing. And I'll tell you one thing. Venom 2 is about the new movie that's out. It's about an hour and 20 minutes long, okay? The first Venom is about an hour and 45 minutes. It's a long movie. Okay. Once you get into it, though, the action is so fast you don't realize it. But it was just a fun movie to watch. Just mayhem on the screen. And I love and humor. I love mayhem and humor, so I watched the Hitman's Girlfriend's Bodyguard the other day.
Oh, that's with Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yeah, I love Ryan Reynolds.
I like him too.
Yeah, I just love him. Once again, that was a good movie. That was a good movie, fun movie to watch. Like I said, I don't think it's going to win any awards or anything like that. But if it's, you know, I don't watch movies for that. I just, you know, I watch them to have fun.
Yeah. I agree. When you get a chance, and I know you can get them on demand, watch a episode of The Cool Kids.
The Cool Kids.
Kids. Now, this was a TV sitcom about a year ago. Went off the air. Didn't make it. It was on Channel 5, Fox. Didn't make it. I would like your opinion. I think you know, they're only half-hour episodes. We're really thinking of taking two of those episodes, putting them together, maybe three episodes, because when you take the commercials out, they're down to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And maybe putting three episodes together and doing that next year. I think it really lends itself to our cast. It's funny, you know who's... I can never remember his name. Who's the short guy with the white hair that appeared on Will and Grace? I can never his name.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Comedian. He was in Sordid Lives. He was on Will and Grace as a, you know, as a guest. He's all over the place. He was in it. What's her name? From... Oh, goodness. From the Carol Lawrence Show. Vicki Lawrence?
Yeah.
She was in it. You know what? Why am I going nuts here? Why didn't I just Google it? Who was in The Cool Kids? That's it. And we should get it right now. The Cool Kids. Okay. The Cool Kids. I think I spelled it wrong. But Cool Kids. No. I think it's maybe it's COOL. I don't know, but you'll probably get it faster than me.
I'm going to it. Okay, there
it
is.
There it is. Leslie Jordan.
Okay, yeah. Leslie Jordan, Vicki Lawrence.
Vicki Lawrence.
David Allen Greer. Martin Mull.
Yes, Martin Mull, Jamie Foxx. These were, you know, a lot of these people weren't permanent, but they were on there. And it was a funny series. I think it would do well.
They had 22 episodes, one season.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But cool kids, but they aren't kids anymore. Those people aren't kids.
No, that's what was funny about it. They're all in a senior citizen place. I don't know whatever they call it. Vicki Lawrence, she heads it, or I don't know if she heads it. Maybe not. Maybe the other one. Leslie Ann Warren, she was in that too, I remember. I got to watch them again, but I do remember seeing one episode where they had to go to a funeral, and it was hysterical. It was just hysterical. And I said, this is really, really something that I think we could do and have fun with. So when you get a chance, Marshall,
and
no rush, as you know, because we don't do anything until next summer, take a look at them. See what you think.
All right, the cool kids. Maybe you'll watch it later on today.
Yeah.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
Yeah, have a cool day.
All right, take care, cool kid.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.